Wars of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
This criminalization of political speech.
I voted for prosperity. I didn't vote for the government takeover.
Obviously, as the majority leader and the speaker look for the best
this
way.
This child is almost 2 years old. Why did it take so long?
Where's my retarded baby?
You blew it!
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, and a step to the looking glass of talk radio, a step to the looking glass of reality, a step to the looking glass of, the looking glass. John Edwards admits he's the father of Riel Hunter's child. Who is she? She was the documentarian, quote-unquote, that was following him around and documenting his campaign. And he admitted eventually, after having the National Enquirer up as you-know-what, morning, noon, and night, going through his garbage and basically looking at his toilet paper and, you know, the streaks in his underwear, and finally he said, yes, okay. And then people said, was he sleeping with this woman? And was he, in fact, well, not was he sleeping with this woman? People were asking, is he the father of this child, this baby that she had? And he denied. And today we find that he is not denying any longer. He's finally admitted to this. So here is a man, this poor man. I say poor man. He's a friend of John Edwards. So I guess, you know, you lay down with dog's friend. Anyway, his name is Harrison Hickman. He's a friend of John Edwards. And like a good friend, he's standing there and taking the heat because Edwards ain't going to do it. He's down in Haiti raising money. Edwards is in Haiti and tried to get the White House, by the way. He called the White House to say, I'm going to Haiti. Will you make a comment or will you endorse this, right? And the White House didn't even answer his phone call. The White House doesn't want anything to do with John Edwards. Forget it, okay? So go down to Haiti and do what you're going to do. But as far as your political career with the Democratic Party, now you may have some other career with some other party, but the Democrats, they don't want to know you from, they don't want to know you from us, from impetigo, man, or some kind of, jock rash. Anyway, here is Harrison Hickman, a longtime close friend of John Edwards, speaking on behalf of the former presidential candidate with Today Show's Lisa Myers.
The senator wants to say, first of all, that he is the father of Quinn. Secondly, he wants people to know that he has provided for her and will continue to provide for her, as he should, both financially and emotionally.
When he talks about the child, what does he tell you? How does he feel about this child?
So he talks about her being a beautiful child and a happy child. Like any father, he talks about how it makes him feel when he's around Quinn, which is, you know, very happy.
Now this man Hickman explains the timeline of the announcement.
This child is almost 2 years old. Why did it take so long for the senator to acknowledge that he is her father?
There's a lot more complicated, I think, than most people think. There are a lot of adults involved, and I think they wanted to handle this the right way for Jack and Emma Claire and Kate, as well as for Quinn.
And now this gentleman, Mr. Hickman, talks about the affair and how Elizabeth Edwards feels.
The senator also has said that the affair with Riel Hunter occurred when Elizabeth's cancer was in remission. However, this child was conceived 3 months after Elizabeth announced that her cancer was back and it was incurable.
You're right. Well, I mean, there, as he has said, he's been deceitful about it. He's lied about it.
How is Elizabeth dealing with this new member of the family?
Elizabeth thinks that he should acknowledge this. It's been a very difficult time for everyone, but for Elizabeth, I think more than anyone else, it's been a difficult time.
So there is a man by the name of Harrison Hickman, and he is a family friend. He's a friend of John Edwards, and he was there staking, you know, take as friends do. He was taking the heat. He's standing there front and center and answering questions for John Edwards. And this is sort of just the tail end, I guess, of the John Edwards saga. On the line with us now is Jack Armstrong. Jack's been on the program before. He's a blogger as well as a pollster, a progressive, a liberal, and joins us, has contributed to the Daily Coast and the Huffington Post. And Jack, how are you doing this early morning?
Well, I'm doing a lot better probably, Phil, than you are with the weather that I heard you talking about in the Los Angeles area. I understand that it has caused some travel problems. I was supposed to be in Los Angeles tomorrow, and I probably am not going to be there given the fact that you've had this inclement weather. I know there's a lot of traffic that's slow out of the Midwest, which is where I am this evening. So I'm hoping to be in Southern California sometime on the weekend, but With the weather, I heard you referencing it's going to be a very, very difficult thing for us.
Well, tell me how you are looking at the John Edwards thing. You know, as a progressive, as a liberal, as a Democrat, John Edwards may not have necessarily qualified in all three of those categories. But the fact is, he's a Democrat, he's a liberal, and he got caught with his hand shoved in the cookie jar here. So what do you say about this? Do you tell the truth?
Oh, come on, Phil. You know me better than that.
Well, I know that you want to tell the truth, but do you tell the whole truth? Do you spin it?
I don't think there's any spin that you have to make. I think that what is going on here is something that, first of all, I want to give myself a little bit of credit. I think I'm the first one to really recognize that this is the turning of the worm, as they say. This is a new world that we're living in. And John Edwards, I think, believe it or not, Phil, I think he has a golden opportunity here to restart a political career that really was, I think, stillborn even during the presidential campaign. I don't think there's anybody other than the most rabid John Edwards supporter. I can't imagine who that individual might be, but I don't think there was anyone that felt John Edwards was going to be president of the United States of America. But now I think you can take a look at his career and you can begin to repackage this career. John Edwards is not guilty of doing anything other than what a powerful man do. He's a little bit of a rascal, okay? He's a little bit of a rapscallion, all right? He is a man who was engaged in a rock star life. I think that...
What'd you call it, a rock star life?
It's a rock star lifestyle, being a politician, and you understand that you have to understand, especially if you're a liberal politician, a progressive politician like John Edwards or Barack Obama, you understand that this is almost like the life of a rock star. You saw how Barack Obama had influenced and had excited crowds. Well, John Edwards now has the opportunity to do this. I think he's positioned himself now in a way that he never could have done before, and that is that he is giving himself a new image, if you will. It's the image of, as I said, the rebel rebelling against the conventional norm. He's a maverick. He's going out. He's having sex with this, you know, the word you use, really, with this slut. And you know what? It's what most guys want to do, Phil. I tell you, a lot of these guys, they wish they could have had sex with a young woman. Like John Edwards, and so my opinion, Phil, is
I got to interrupt you, okay?
But my opinion is that John Edwards is going to position himself for a presidential run in 2012, and he's going to make this work for him, and I think you're going to be very surprised by this, because let me tell you something else: to get elected president, more people are willing to vote for John Edwards, I think, more than ever before. He's going to convert these conservatives. I think they'll be more willing to vote for John Edwards now. And
why would conservatives be more willing to vote for John Edwards after he's fathered a child out of wedlock with another woman?
Because this is exactly where the conservative... I'm not talking now about the father and a child out of wedlock, but this is exactly the kind of maverick, kind of out of the mainstream, and different kind of politician. He's not making no apology. He says, I did what I did. Let the chips fall where they may. People will talk, for instance, about Elizabeth Edwards and what the horrifying thing he's done to her. And John Edwards can say, you know something? Whether or not my wife had cancer, that's not the point. A man is going to do what a man is going to do regardless. And this stuff about Elizabeth Edwards being wronged somehow... She had cancer, and it's a terrible thing. But John Edwards was doing, you know, what he's going to do.
But you said that John Edwards can take this and spin it as a plus for a presidential push in 2012?
Absolutely. I think this is going to... I understand what you're thinking.
No, wait a minute. There's an incumbent Democratic president right now. In 2012, they're going to be going to a convention wanting to renominate Barack Obama.
There's a lot of time. Hold the phone there, my friend. There's a lot of time, and there's a lot of things that are going to happen between now and 2012, and you don't know if Barack Obama is going to be, the fait accompli nominee of the party in 2012. And they're going to need a rebel, a maverick. I think John Edwards, by coming out and admitting he did a very brave thing, he did a proud thing, he said, I did it, yes, I did it, everything I did. The child is mine, I did what I did. It may look bad, I'm sure it is bad, it looks filthy, but I did it. And let the chips fall where they may. And if the people say, well, what about your wife, Elizabeth? He has to say, hey, you know what? That's what she signed on for. And that
she didn't sign on for that. Come on, Jack. She didn't sign on for that kind of humiliation.
No, but she did. She married a... I'm thinking of John Edwards right now and his campaign. But she married a politician, a handsome politician, and I think at the end of the day, she's going to have to accept this new responsibility, which is to basically, keep her mouth shut, keep her nose clean, and see where things turn in 2012, you know.
But that is a completely disrespectful view of her.
But it's not about Elizabeth. You're asking me about the John Edwards presidential campaign, correct?
I'm asking you about John Edwards' political future, yeah.
His political future is intact. His political future is sound. If these things, if he can detect this message and at the same time make sure that Elizabeth is under control on this.
All right, Jack Armstrong joins us. And he's basically saying that, John Edwards could very well have done himself a good turn here by coming out and admitting that he's the father of the child of this mistress that he had during his campaign. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll continue with Jack Armstrong. We also have this hour Margaret Gray joining us to sing a song of tribute and hope, as she calls it, for Haitian relief. So that'll be ahead this hour. All ahead on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
That's a big point.
On the line with me here is Jack Armstrong from Minneapolis tonight, and we're talking about John Edwards. And the story today, as you know, came out that John Edwards has admitted to being the father of a child born to a mistress of his during his campaign, Riel or Reely or whatever the hell her name is, I don't care, Hunter. What's her name, Jack?
I think her name is Riel Hunter. But you could be right. I mean, they pronounce the first name, I don't know.
All right, but in any event... he came out, he admitted. Now, you're telling me that this is a possibly good thing for him. Here's the part that I don't understand.
By the way, Phil, when I say this could be a good thing, what I'm talking about is that the Beau Brummel, the rebel aspect of this, more and more we are looking for the outsider. More and more we're looking for the Washington outsider, right? Okay, so if you are looking for the Washington outsider, what are we looking for? We're looking for a guy that's a rebel. And there's Beau Brummel, and is going to go his own way and sing his own song and do his own dance. And if that means that he's going to have sex relations with a documentarian, a woman that follow him, more and more Americans are going to understand this.
What about Elizabeth Edwards here, man? We keep skipping over the most human aspect to this story, and that is his wife.
Let me explain something to you, if I could. Because I've been in politics a long time, and I've been in progressive and liberal politics a long time. Elizabeth Edwards has not come out to condemn her husband, and the reason for this is very clear. She understands that, want to say this as best as I can. She understands she had cancer, and her husband, a powerful man, he's out there on the road, and here comes this woman. She's a blonde, you know. She's going to attempt a man.
What are you telling me, that Elizabeth Edwards approves?
I'm going to tell you that a woman in her position is going to understand that there's only so much, that she can do, and John Edwards is a powerful man. You see, you're asking me to in a few seconds, explain a dynamic I think every man, every woman listening right now understands. That if you're a woman... And you're have a cancer of some kind that keeps you from this sex relation, you know, like you want, you are going to understand your husband is going to take a look around and see what the merchandise is like, and maybe he's going to put a pretty poly from the tree, you know, and do that. So I don't think you want to make too big a deal out of Elizabeth Edwards here, because I think she gets it, you know.
Jack, hold on for a minute, will you, for just a second?
No, but I think she gets it. I think John Edwards gets it too, you know. And Riel Hunter, she's the one who took advantage of the situation. Said, "Here comes a guy here now. His wife has cancer. Looks like I scored."
No, hold on for just a minute. No, wait a minute, man. You know, you're going all over the place here. And by the way, we're talking with Jack Armstrong about the John Edwards admission that he's the father of Riel Hunter's baby, our number 877-876-PHIL. You're telling me that Elizabeth Edwards, because she has cancer, you're telling me something that's completely the opposite of what everybody else has been talking about.
Well, that may well be. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is. That what I'm saying is not correct.
No, but you're telling me that Elizabeth Edwards is, oh, well, you know, I have cancer, so I think my husband, he's going to do what he's going to do. And she's turning a blind eye. And John Edwards, well, he's kind of, he doesn't know, he has no control over his feelings or his emotions. And the real bad person here is this Hunter.
Well, I know how it sounds, but I'm telling you, I think there's been too much made out of John Edwards went out, made a baby, cooked up a baby with the this bimbo, and now, okay, damage done, right? I'm telling you, based upon what I know about the American voter and American political system, that this guy, John Edwards, he's going to have a much better time repositioning himself in 2012 for a run at the White House now that he did have the bimbo and went out and cooked his baby, you know.
But maybe you shouldn't be talking about cooking up a baby. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. But now that he's gone out, he's met this lady and he had a baby. Okay? I'm telling you that this guy is in way better position now to be president of the United States. For the very reason what I told you, Americans love a Bob Brummel. They love a rebel.
What is a rebel? You mean a rebel?
A rebel, yes. And they love that kind of rebel story.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jack. If you don't mind me saying, okay?
Go ahead. You they sure show.
Okay. You're so wrong, man. It's not even funny.
You think so, huh?
Oh, I know so. This guy is done. It's all over. He's never going to be heard from again. I mean, he's almost like John Edwards is going to be like Gary Hart. Remember Gary Hart?
I remember Gary Hart. Yeah, I remember Gary Hart very well.
Gary Hart was the man. And guess what? Gary Hart's ass is nowhere now, man. Nowhere. All right, our number is 877-877. I mean, Gary Hart.
It's 20 years ago.
Yeah, but Gary Hart was done after that Donna Rice thing. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to go remote to San Diego to Jeremy. Jeremy, on the air here with Jack Armstrong. Go ahead, sir.
Negative.
I just want to say something. I think this guy, Armstrong, I think he's an idiot. He's him and John Edwards are a member of some retarded, you know, club where John Edwards is the captain, and Mr. Armstrong, you're a moron.
I'm a moron. Well, okay, you can call me a name, but you have to tell me why I'm a moron. I'm telling you that John Edwards is what he has done. You think that what John Edwards has done is going to make him a persona non grata among American voters. I'm telling you different.
You're distorting what reality is. Your concept of reality and allowing John Edwards, and saying John Edwards had the right to cheat on his wife because his wife was sick with cancer. You're a moron. And John
Edwards. I think his wife would tell you the same thing. Yeah,
I don't know what kind of political career you've had, but if this is your line of thought, you're an idiot, and you need to go find another line of work. You know,
let me tell you, my friend, in 2012, when John Edwards is positioning himself for another run at the White House, you tell me I'm an idiot then.
Okay, and where are you going to be if he isn't positioning himself for a run at the White House?
Don't make me laugh.
Well, okay, all right. Thank you. All right, Jeremy, thanks. 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Jack Armstrong on how well John Edwards is doing. Apparently, this ain't going to hurt him at all, man.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. And we're talking here with Jack Armstrong, a liberal pollster and blogger and contributor to the Huffington Post as well as the Daily Coast. He's talking about John Edwards admitting the love child, you know, Riel Hunter's daughter, is in point of fact his. He's the father. Now, when we left off here, Jack, you and I basically had a real misunderstanding, not a misunderstanding, you and I had a clear understanding, along with our last caller, that you're out of it, man. So tell me where I'm wrong.
First of all,
and let me hold on. I'm sorry, Jack, to interrupt you, but let me just tell the audience, you believe that this is something that John Edwards can use to propel him to new heights in his political career.
Absolutely, I do. This is one of the reasons, Phil, you know, look, I've been following politics in this country for a long time. John Edwards, okay, he's a bad boy. He's a rascal. He's a rapscallion. He's a rebel. He went out and this piece of, you know, I don't want to use the bad word. Well, here comes this girl. She's a good-looking, a blonde, and Elizabeth Edwards. Now, let me tell you, here's the point I want to make, because a long time ago, there was a movie, it's not maybe a long time ago, but 10 years ago, Lars von Trier made this movie, Breaking the Waves. You know the movie?
Breaking the Waves. I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, in the movie, there is a woman who is dying of cancer, and she allows her husband to go out and have sex with these other women, and then he comes back to tell her about it, and it makes her feel good. All right, this is a movie, and so I think Elizabeth Edwards...
Well, is this a true story?
It's a movie dealing with how a woman who has a cancer says, well, at least if my husband can go out... And you know, it's a very sensitive topic, okay? But what I'm telling you is I don't think for one second that Elizabeth Edwards should never come out to say that John Edwards is a bad guy. She never said my husband's a douchebag or anything like this. She said, hey, you know, I stand by... You know, it's tough.
I seem to recall her being very tight-lipped and almost and looking a little pissed off about it.
Well, I mean, she never said, hey, I'm pissed off about it. You say she's tight-lipped, you know.
Yeah, well, she's not going to come out and say I'm pissed, but she's been very tight-lipped, yeah.
You know, okay, so she's tight-lipped, so what, you know? What's this guy, Craig? These guys tried to pick up a homosexual in a bathroom, you know, trying to touch a guy with his thing with his hand, and he's still a senator. Now, John Edwards, everybody says this guy's done, even though he had sex with a woman. You tried to tell me this guy's career is done? I don't think so.
Well, Larry Craig is a stretch, dude. We're talking about one thing and one thing only here.
Why is that a stretch?
I'm not talking about Larry Craig right now. I'm talking about John Edwards. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Eric in New York. Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here. Let's go remote to Eric in New York on the Phil Hendry Show with Jack Armstrong. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, this is Eric. I want to know, where do you get your credential from? What are you talking about that John Edwards' career is not over? It is absolutely over. You're going all over the place talking about that Elizabeth Edwards is okay with what happened because of her condition. Where are you coming from? Where do you get your credential from? By the way, where are you located at? You in some kind of...
Well, I'm located in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm up in Twin Cities, Midwest, you know, and Chicago area. And I'll tell you my credential. Did you ever see the movie Breaking the Waves?
Talking about that fiction. That's the movie you're talking about. We're talking about real life. We're talking about real life. Are you saying the American public is so corrupt that they would allow this man to run for office in 2012?
No, I think American people know the difference between a guy who goes out and, okay, he's a douchebag for a night. Okay, let's say that. But there's a difference between a guy being a douche and being a good man who can lead America people. Now, look at Bill Clinton. He went out to the Oval Office. He has this girl. You know what happened. Do people say that Bill Clinton's supposed to go to hell and burn forever? No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Bill Clinton was the president, Jack. And what he did in the Oval Office. You're talking about a man who has a political future.
I don't, but the guy says to me, Elizabeth Edwards.
Yes, apple and oranges. We're talking two different scenarios.
The apple for the who?
Apples and oranges. You're talking about Bill Clinton, an established politician that was already in his plateau as his career. He was already up there. You're talking about now John Edwards is going to start his career now? That would never happen.
I don't mean to be rude, but where are you from? You've got a very thick accent.
He has a thick accent. What about yours?
Well, my accent. Listen to this. My accent is very thick, but I've been in the United States and followed politics for a long time to know that this man's career is over. And if you don't know my accent don't have nothing to do with what I know. This man is over, and if you don't think so, continue staying on the line. Give your name out and keep walking around saying that.
My name is Jack Armstrong. My name is Jack Armstrong, and I tell you now that I have a thick accent too, but mine's not. I don't know. Yours sounds thicker.
Well, who cares whose accent is thicker? You gentlemen are talking about the American political scene, so forget about the accent.
This guy sounds like he got a thick accent.
So what?
But what is that?
Okay.
What I have to do? I also have a master's degree in history. What do I have to do with my accent? I am telling you that this, based on what I've seen in the history of the American political scenario, this man is over. Look what happened to Nelson Rockefeller. Look what happened to Gary Hart. You think this
what do you mean about Rockefeller? Who is Rocky Rockefeller?
Nelson Rockefeller. You know who was Nelson Rockefeller?
You talk about a man named Newton Rockefeller.
Nelson Rockefeller, the governor of New York.
I'm sorry. I heard you say Rocco Rockefeller. I did not know who that was.
Tell us, Eric, about Nelson. Refresh my memory because I forget what happened with Nelson Rockefeller.
Nelson Rockefeller was the first to run for the. You want me to refresh this guy, mine?
If you'd tell me, Eric, this is Phil. I don't remember.
This guy, the host of the show, he doesn't even remember.
He was the governor of New York, and he was about to run for president against Goldwater. Before that, he divorced his wife for 30 years, and he lost the primary in California, and that was it. He returned in 1972, and make a big political speech in the convention, the Republican convention.
And then he went on to become vice president under Ford, didn't he?
You have to have this guy tell you what happened in the American political system, Mr. Henry. What do you do hosting a talk show?
You know something, Jack? Hold on for a minute. This gentleman refreshed my memory on something. Nelson Rockefeller, he's right. When that went down with his wife.
Back in the 1960s, nobody cares about that. That's like Little House on the Prairie. We're talking today with a man like John Edwards, attractive man. Okay, he goes out, he dips his wick or whatever you want to say. This guy, I don't get it.
Well, this man's made more sense than you. Eric, thank you very much, sir. You've made a lot of sense, and I appreciate, by the way, you're refreshing my memory on Nelson Rockefeller. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Sorry that we had our switch wasn't flipped.
When you don't switch your flip the switch, that means that the audio's not making it to your video feeds, all right?
That's right.
God.
What?
Well, I come on your program because I want to be on the audio feed, and talk about a douchebag.
Hey, let me tell you something, my man.
I apologize.
877-876-PHIL. Let's get over to another phone call here. This is Lawrence in Houston,
sir.
Texas. Lawrence, you're on the air with Jack Armstrong. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, in this society that we live in, and every day it gets worse, the women are getting more and more educated and more self-sufficient. And where this guy thinks that the women of this society is going to lay down and let Mr. Edwards walk into the White House with a child that he bared out. It just ain't happening. It ain't going to happen. These women will keep Edwards alive.
Well, you talk about the female voter, okay, but there's one other angle. Let's remember that John Edwards had sex with a woman. And what about those women who think he's hot to trot, you know, and will vote for him based upon the fact the guy is hot to trot? See, this guy...
Hot to trot?
Well, you know, he's attractive, you know. You want to stick up for women, you can stick up for women if you want to. I'd like to stick up for women. I don't think it's going to make you and I get laid any sooner.
But that's not what the guy's talking about. Let's keep it on the track here, okay?
Who's going to get laid or what? Well, that. I mean, I'm married. I got five kids.
And my wife will
drop my ass in a hot minute for something like that.
Okay.
And you think that society, they just going to elect a president for doing it? Come on, man.
I'm not saying they're going to elect him for doing it, but I'm going to say, I think the conservatives will embrace him because they'll say, look, this guy's a real maverick.
And on top of everything else, the woman is sick. She has cancer. So now that just gives him the all right to just go to any club, just pick him up. She has blonde hair, I heard you mention. You know, come on, get real, man.
You know as well as I do. A woman has cancer. You walk into a nightclub or a Ranchero bar, you see a blonde. The light's green on this. You know.
If my wife has cancer, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be out tramping around. I'm going to be pretty close to where she's at.
Exactly.
I'm going to be with her. I'm going to be supporting her, and especially if I'm going to be making a run for the White House, I'm going to be doing everything I can, and I'm going to be putting my face with my wife out on the front page and showing the people that, hey, look, here I am, we are a family. No, my family
you know
won't be
Your wife is going to say to you, you know what, will you get out of my face? You're hanging around here acting like, oh, get out and get laid.
Oh, she is not going to say that.
I want to live at the country that you live in.
I live in the United States of America. Last time I checked, Minnesota, that's America? Yes, it is. Okay. Now,
I'm just saying, it don't happen.
You can laugh if you want. You can laugh
if
you
want
to, but you say it's ain't happening. You guys, I tell you.
Well, this guy says it isn't happening. I don't think it's going to happen. You haven't said one thing that convinced anybody that it's going to happen.
Let me just tell both you guys. Let me just tell both you guys. Sticking up for women doesn't mean you're going to get laid any quicker, okay? Because that's what you guys have been doing tonight.
What?
That's what you've been doing.
I'm at work.
What?
I drive around Houston.
Dude.
I work tonight.
You guys
stick up
for
women.
There's girls
anywhere. I've been hearing $20 girls up and down the street. That
dude,
is what it's about. It is about a working force, a unity of two people surviving and making it in this corrupt world that we live in. And if John Edwards gets into the White House, we are saying, hey, look, we are just bowing over, kissing his ass, and just let the corruption just go to another higher level. It ain't happening.
I don't want to say nothing, but the American people, I mean, part of American political idol worship is bending over to kiss the hind end of a guy that we think is great, you know?
Well, maybe a president or someone who's done something great. Not some cat who's going to make a run for the White House and already has admitted fathering a child out of wedlock, okay?
Well, you know, I didn't bring up Thomas Jefferson, did I?
Don't give me this Thomas Jefferson bullcrap, man. That cat wrote the Declaration of Independence and was president before any of that other stuff.
You guys, see, like I said, I'm going to say it again. You guys sticking up for women, good for you. It ain't getting you laid anytime this century.
All right, anyway, thank you very much, Lawrence, and thank you, Jack Armstrong, thank you, sir, and thanks, Jack, for another series of stupid comments.
He's going to get mad that you're not letting him say stuff.
Why, just listen to the stupid ass. All right, coming up, Margaret Gray. She'll be singing a song of tribute to the Haiti relief effort. 877-877. What is this?
You it's going to get you laid anytime.
877-876-PHIL, Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We'll be right back.
877-876-PHIL is our number. You can also watch us perform the show every night online at philhendryshow.com. We have live streaming video of the show. And I'm told that this evening, it's been a little tough this evening because of the weather conditions in Southern California. But we've had a steady stream video as well as audio for the show tonight. And you can go over to philhendryshow.com. Margaret Gray is joining us now from her home in Santa Monica. And Margaret, I know you wanted to contribute to the program this evening, a musical effort.
Yes.
For Haitian relief.
Well, Phil, I do. And you know, I used to be a professional singer. I bring that up only to say that I'm very familiar with charity efforts on the parts of artists to support the relief efforts that are underway around the world for so many different things. Now, Mr. Clooney, is, I think, putting together some kind of a telethon.
Mr. Clooney is who?
Mr. Clooney is who?
Oh, okay, George. I forgot. George Clooney.
Give me a break. George Clooney, yes.
Okay, I forgot. Is it a sin that I forgot? George Clooney is putting together a what?
He's putting together a telethon for Haitian relief. And I want people to know that I do respect George Clooney, but my idea to sing this song to honor the Haitian relief workers came before he decided to do the telethon. That's my only point.
All right, so this is to honor and to support the people of Haiti.
No, I didn't say that. I said this is for the Haitian relief workers. It's not for the people of Haiti.
It's not for the people of Haiti.
I don't know the people of Haiti. I'm talking about, can we just do the song?
All right. So here is the song in honor of?
In honor of the relief workers. But now that you've made me look like the back end of a horse, yes, okay, it's for the people of Haiti.
Well, all right, here is the song Margaret Gray singing, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand.
It's a lovely song written by Ashford and Sipsit Phil. Ladies? Where are they? Oh.
Recording.
What?
It's a recording.
Recording? Reach out and touch. Somebody blank. I'm kidding. Make this world a better place if you can. Take a little time out of your busy day to give encouragement to someone who's lost their way. I wish they were quicker on the uptake. Kick, kick, kill it, and let's pick it up at live.
What are we doing here? A recording session?
Excuse me?
What is this chick, let's cut it and pick it up?
I want to do this right.
Well, we're live, all right?
I know we're live. I still want to do it right. Chick, let's pick it up at the beginning, and
there is no chick. I'm just hitting the button.
This is for my husband, Frank. What?
Get a load of this.
There's no chick. It's me hitting the button on him.
Oh, okay. I thought we had a live band. Just hit. We'll hit the button. Okay. I thought Chick Dempsey was here, who's been my arranger for years.
Who?
Chick Dempsey, never mind.
Chick Dempsey was her name.
Was her name.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place.
Oh, yeah.
If you can.
Yep, that's what we gotta do.
Reach out and touch
y'all.
Somebody's hand.
Come on, everybody.
Make this world a better place.
Take a little time out of your busy day. Oh, you screwed it up.
How can I screw it up? It's recording you.
Take it back. Chick Dempsey is in here.
All right, well, you can't. Cut it, will you? What do you mean, Chick Dempsey?
I thought that, excuse me. God, I thought Chick Dempsey. I didn't know that Frank was playing a recording.
But did you think I had a whole brass band in this dump?
Dump? 7,000 square feet. That's a dump, huh?
I'm getting tired of it.
Will you people play this song before the show ends, which is going to happen in 30 seconds?
If you can, reach out and touch somebody's... Reach out and touch something.
Yeah, reach out and touch something on somebody.
Reach out and touch something on someone and watch what happens. And it won't be good.
That's great. World famous Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Rance, technical director Ralph Rodriguez. Until tomorrow morning, a very pleasant good morning from the El Pacifico.
Reach out and touch something.
Phil Hendry.